giving up back to. If we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do. After a few, oh, after a few. We always take it way too far.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Justice has made public the final report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his election interference case against Donald Trump. It says that Trump used lies as a weapon in trying to overturn the 2020 election, and says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The Special Counsel making it clear he believes prosecutors had enough evidence to convict Trump and maintained his investigation was free of interference or influence from political actors, the Justice Department, or anyone else. That prosecutors had evidence to prove that the 2020 election was not stolen despite Trump's repeated allegations to the contrary.
Trump responding on social media overnight, calling Jack Smith a lame brain prosecutor and saying, quote, the voters have spoken. As the Santa Ana winds pick up again in Los Angeles, raising the risk of more fires, some landlords are being investigated for price gouging as people whose homes have been destroyed search for some place to live, several arrests for looting as well. This is ABC News. Add New York to the list of states where cell phones could be banned in schools. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul hinted at the statewide school cell phone ban proposal at a roundtable Monday. Citing concerns, she says, for students' mental health, she says details will follow later this month. Other states and cities have issued their own rules restricting cell phone use in classrooms. In Connecticut, school officials show measurable improvements in students' grades, attendance, and behavior. One high school saw a 7% drop in chronic absences since the ban took effect. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The first official hearing of the impeachment trial of South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol ending after 4 minutes today when he refused to show up. The check is literally in the mail for about a million Americans. The IRS this month sending out payments to people who didn't get COVID stimulus payments and then failed to claim a credit on their 2021 taxes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pac 551 invites you to bring the heat for their chili cook-off. This has a $5 entrance fee and will be hosted at the American Legion, which is 274 North 3rd Avenue here in Park Falls. Questions can be directed to Ms. K at 715-661-1727. Once again, that's happening January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the American Legion in Park Falls. A congressman from Wisconsin has senior health care on his mind. Lisa Hale has the story.
When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
New research out shows that 2025 could be the year for cheese. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. What is it about cheese that's drawing such attention? I've got the information next.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Rachel Kerr, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, says new research that they're sharing shows consumers are looking for cheese in 2025. Cheese with a flair.
You know, people are still desiring kind of that global influence, right? They're looking for big flavors, and you can find that in a variety of dairy products and Wisconsin cheeses. They're also looking to, on that same note, not just look for global flavors, but trying to taste and experience global cultures and flavors, and they can do that through cheese. You know, we have great heritage in the state. We have cheesemakers who've brought their traditions from all over the world. We have farmers that are producing the very best quality milk, and that creates just a breadth of amazing products that people can try that fit into this trend. So we see the dairy case being a great place for people to experience that global trend in this next year.
Rachel Kerr, she's the Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You can see more on the 2025 research at wisconsindairy.org. And there's still time to register for the 2025 UW Ag Outlook Forum. It's going to be happening on Tuesday, January 21st. It's on campus, the UW Discovery Center, but it's also available online if you're interested in finding out what projections some of the experts are making on Trump 2.0 and what his administration will bring as far as opportunities and challenges for production agriculture. Just jump online and look for UW Ag Outlook Forum. We also have several links and story updates available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Just a quick snapshot on food news for a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison. And if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Weather. It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 15 to minus 20, and we're going to keep that wind chill generally below zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine today with a high near 10, tonight 6 below, tomorrow breezy, mostly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below. 98Q Country.
Katie's sitting on a low front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna slip something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth. Thank you.
likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. A little bit of devil. That tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her.
To the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Took a Louisville slugger to both headlights. I slashed a hole in all four tires.
used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Listen to this.
Play the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystones.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
Standing tall, I wanna be the only one for miles and miles.
Chicks, Little Dixie Chicks for a Tuesday morning with 98Q Country. Another cold one out there. Joel here. Good morning. How you doing? All right, we're going to layer up today. Do what it takes. I mean, fashion aside, do what it takes today to stay warm. 9 below is what we're going to start out with. And we're going to see temperatures actually warm up to about 13 or so for today. Today's description says partly to mostly cloudy. That pretty much covers the spectrum, doesn't it? The sun can come out or couldn't come out. Partly to mostly cloudy pretty much says, we're not sure. A few flurries today or snow showers. You know the difference. And high of about, again, about 13. Those winds will be west and northwest. They will be moving around just enough at 10 to 15. A little gusty at times, possibly. Tonight, we're not seeing the overnight lows bitterly cold. Usually when you have high temp single digits or teens, overnight lows are going to get pretty cold. But for whatever reason, our overnight lows are not dropping, unless you're on that side of the swamp. They're not dropping, you know, crazy, crazy low. And we're going to see this roller coaster of temperatures continue. Temperatures will gradually rise each day this week. Tomorrow's high 17, close to 30 on Thursday, 35 on Friday. But then Sunday and Monday's highs, doesn't look like they'll get above zero. We could go about a 2 or 3 day stretch, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, without getting above zero at any point during the day. Whew. So I would suggest getting out, pushing some of that stuff off the sidewalk and wherever you want to melt the patio, because Mother Nature will do a little bit of work for you on Thursday, Friday, with temperatures warming up on both of those days. Any precipitation in our forecast. Wednesday, they're talking about, a few snow flurries today, and then a few snow flurries possible again tomorrow, but no major snowstorms. What we got over the weekend wasn't enough to get the trails going. Need a little more moisture in that snow, apparently. We'll call it 9 below right now. It could vary a few degrees, depending on where you are. Well, the Vikings got knocked out of the playoffs last night, taking on the LA Rams. Played that at a neutral site in Arizona due to the wildfires. The Rams practice facility actually was turned into a, not really a shelter, but a place for people to come, and they're using it, their practice facility. So the Rams vacated and went to Arizona and played a pretty darn good game last night and beat the Vikings rather decisively in that contest. We'll talk a little bit more about that and see what else we can conjure up here for you on a Tuesday edition, the 14th of January. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get you updated on that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Justice has made public the final report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his election interference case against Donald Trump. It says that Trump used lies as a weapon in trying to overturn the 2020 election, and says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The Special Counsel making it clear he believes prosecutors had enough evidence to convict Trump and maintained his investigation was free of interference or influence from political actors, the Justice Department, or anyone else. That prosecutors had evidence to prove that the 2020 election was not stolen despite Trump's repeated allegations to the contrary.
Trump responding on social media overnight, calling Jack Smith a lame brain prosecutor and saying, quote, the voters have spoken. As the Santa Ana winds pick up again in Los Angeles, raising the risk of more fires, some landlords are being investigated for price gouging as people whose homes have been destroyed search for some place to live, several arrests for looting as well. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Saturday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. It's a candlelight snowshoe ski or hike. The park invites you out to enjoy candlelit loops with a 1 mile snowshoe or hike on the Red Granite Trail and a 1 mile ski or hike in the Metal Loop. There will be guided stargazing at 7 p.m. if the skies are clear, and food concessions with chili, hot dogs, hot cocoa, and sweet treats. Proceeds to benefit the Friends of the Copper Falls State Park programs. On the trail, they do ask that you please limit the use of artificial lights or cover lights with red cellophane for enhanced night vision. This event is free, however, vehicles are required to purchase a daily or annual state park pass, and those passes can be purchased at the park entrance. Once again, that's happening Saturday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. Keeping kids safe in winter weather takes a little advanced planning. Lisa Hale has tips to help keep your children safe.
It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's Taco Tuesday at Phillips Cafe, serving the Stony Pub Mexican menu with all your favorites that folks rave about. Serving today 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And don't forget, if you have a party or event, Don does catering too, offering many menu options. Check them out on Facebook to see all of their daily specials. Phillips Cafe and catering, serving great food at great value. Located in the heart of downtown Phillips, Wisconsin, right on Highway 13.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. Wheelwayautos.com.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 15 to minus 20, and we're going to keep that wind chill generally below zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine today with a high near 10, tonight 6 below, tomorrow breezy, mostly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below.
98Q Country.
Roll, won't you come roll with me? Slow, fast, full speed. Girl, wherever sweet time takes us, hang with me down this old road. God knows where we'll go. Don't matter long as I've got your love. I don't ever wanna wake up looking into someone else's eyes. Another voice calling me baby on the other end of the phone. A new girl putting on her makeup before dinner on Friday night. No, I don't ever wanna know. No other shotgun rider beside me singing to the radio.
FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I remember trying not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight, I hadn't told you yet, but I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life, now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. Like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then. I remember taking you back to right where I first met you. You were so surprised. There were people around, but I didn't care. I got down on one knee right there, and once again I thought I loved you.
that before. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday. I thought I loved you, and I thought I loved you.
Country.
When you say I love you, before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her. Stays on her mind when you put her first every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her. When you pull her in close, when she had a bad day, shut up and listen to what she has to say. When you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in, when you're there when she just needs a friend, it matters to her, it stays on her mind. When you put her first every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't know.
Guy Scotty McCreary there, and it matters to her at 98Q Country. Bundle up. Have a little wind chill factor working for us today at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. And actually, wind chill at about 10 to 20 below. Winds 10 to 15, maybe 20, right in there. Actual temperature will climb to about 13. So temperature-wise, not too shabby. We're going to climb up to the 30s for a couple of days later in the week, and then I don't even want to talk about Sunday, Monday. Right now, they're forecasting high temps of about 4 or 5 below for both Sunday and Monday. Had some local games last night. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about another NFC Norris Division team biting the dust last night in the playoffs. The Vikings went down, and went down rather decisively. So now everything's set for the coming weekend NFC is what we really care about, right? We've got the Lions playing host to, the Lions. What do we got here? The Eagles. The Rams are going to the Eagles, and Washington will travel to take on the Lions. I don't know. Do you think these are going to be good games? I don't know. Blowout. I don't know. Eagles and Lions at home are both going to be really tough. Eagles, everybody wants to see Eagles at Lions for the NFC Championship game, right? I think that's what we want to see. That's what we want to see. That would be a battle. That would be a good one, I think. We'll have a little more sports coming up for you in just a little bit. Mike Clemens follows the Wisconsin sports scene for you. And again, we had several of our area teams in action last night, so we'll cover those scores. Right now at 6:51, it's 9 minutes before 7. Let's take a moment to kick off your day here. Little words of wisdom as we focus on the family.
Is your marriage stuck in the doldrums? The word doldrums is a nautical term. It describes a region near the equator where trade winds from the north converge with the trade winds from the south. They neutralize each other to the point that the wind near the ocean surface completely dies out. They're stuck in the doldrums, hopelessly adrift until the breeze kicks up again. That describes a lot of marriages. They're adrift, without purpose. There's nothing to fill the sails and get the relationship moving. Life looks like the same today as it did yesterday and the day before that. There's no excitement, no meaningful connection, no relational growth. To get the winds of romance kicking up again, let me offer a couple of ideas. First, be intentional. Schedule date nights, weekly, monthly, as often as you can manage and as much as you can afford. Enjoy a lavish dinner somewhere or spend a cozy evening at home. Do something you both enjoy that keeps you focused on each other. Another good idea is to connect in small ways every day. Take walks through the neighborhood. Cook something unusual for dinner. Kiss each other hello and goodbye every chance you can. Even small points of connection are powerful. To escape the doldrums, get the winds of romance stirred up again and get your relationship moving forward. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive. Highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in a driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Stood around, some clown was playing records, too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time.
jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More water, more help. A fresh team of firefighters has arrived.